Woodlands University College by enrolling in the following courses at Lusaka Campus in Ibex Hill Residential Area. Diploma in Clinical Medicine General. Diploma in Nursing. Degree in Public Health. Woodlands University College offers a conducive learning environment that comes with a well-stocked library to meet students' study needs. Our medical laboratory is well equipped to give our students an experience of a health facility. Our computer lab is well equipped to aid students in research and carry out assignments. For more information, contact us on 0966 186239 or 0974 960435 or 0977 623508. Woodlands University College. Diligence. Integrity. Innovation.
Debates as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45. The headlines in local news. Domestic debt poses challenge to Zambia's economic growth. Mansa Airport upgrade nears milestone as compensation plans finalized. In international news, Greece battles wildfires amidst record-breaking heat wave. And in sports news, Nigeria wins 2025 Women's Africa Cup of Nations in existing comeback victory. With the news in details, my name is Chile Freeholder. In local news, a financial analyst has described Zambia's internal domestic debt as complex and a key obstacle to economic development due to its broad and multifaceted nature. Keith Hamsute was speaking following remarks by Minister of Finance Stumeko Msokotwani, who recently disclosed that while Zambia has made significant progress in restructuring its external debt, domestic debt remains a pressing concern. Unlike external debt, which typically involves fewer creditors with defined repayment terms, Hamsote explains that domestic debt involves a wide range of counterparties, including unpaid supplies, contractors, and obligations to public service sectors. He added that this complexity puts pressure on government liquidity, limiting funds available for other critical areas such as infrastructure, healthcare, and education. He emphasizes the need for a deliberate strategy to tackle internal debt if Zambia is to fully unlock its economic potential. Government says compensation modalities for families affected by the Mansa Airport upgrade are nearly in conclusion as construction works continue to take shape. Transport and Logistic Minister Frank Tayali states that government is finalizing plans to compensate communities impacted by the ongoing upgrade of Mansa Airport in Lwapula province. Tayali, who toured the site, expresses satisfaction with the progress made so far by China International, the contractor working on the runway upgrade. He adds that all systems are aligning well for the timely delivery of the project, which is aimed at boosting regional connectivity. Meanwhile, Rapura Province Minister Nason Musonda says the upgraded facility will support both agriculture and tourism, which are fast-growing sectors in the region. Musonda emphasizes that such initiatives will require larger aircraft to move goods efficiently to international markets. He also notes that once commercial flights resume, the province expects a rise in tourist arrivals to destinations like Lumangwe Falls and Lake Bangweulu. Musonda expresses satisfaction that the airport project has created employment for local residents in Mansa. Police at Mbabala Police Post in Southern Province have opened a docket in a case of incest where a 36-year-old man of Manguza area, Under Chief Mapanza of Choma District, has allegedly defiled his 4-year-old biological daughter. Provincial Deputy Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo says the incident occurred on the 25th of July 2025 at around 15 hours, and the matter was reported by the victim's 32-year-old mother of the same area. Namalongo says female juvenile complained of painful private parts and general body parts, body aches. Brief facts of the matter are that juvenile, a preschool pupil, left home for school around 8 hours, and upon returning at 15 hours, she arrived home limping. He says when the victim was asked what had happened, the child disclosed that she had been defiled by her father, and upon inspection, the mother confirmed a whitish discharge from the victim's private parts. Namalongo says the child was then rushed to Manguzu Clinic for medical examination and treatment, after which the matter was reported to Mbabala Police Post. He states that concerned members of the community apprehended the suspect and handed him over to police, and he is currently in police custody awaiting court proceedings. Still in local news, the Zambia National Women's Lobby says men have critical role to play in ending gender-based violence, GBV, and promoting a safer, more equitable society. Speaking in an interview, Executive Director Gordon Nachivinga emphasized that men must take responsibility by choosing non-violent ways of resolving conflict and refusing to be perpetrators of abuse. Nachivinga says men must not only stop engaging in acts of violence, but also actively encourage fellow men to do the same and become advocates against GBV. He adds that one of the ways to achieve this is by living a life free of violence against women and girls, and by setting positive examples within their communities. Nachivinga also urges men to respect incidents of GBV or connect survivors with organizations that offer support, saying silence enables abuse to continue. The UPND in Northwestern Province has acknowledged the indigenous citizens seen little to no benefit from the mining sector since 2021, despite the improved general